This episode of the Ethicist Podcast is brought to you by voice-activated sync, the easy-to-use in-car connectivity system that gives you voice control of mobile phones and MP3 players and features audible turn-by-turn directions and 911 assist, available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
With the Ethicist, I'm Randy Cohen. Letter number one.
When my husband and I planned a trip to Machu Picchu and the Galapagos, tour leaders warned the medical facilities would be limited and advised us to bring any medicine we would need, including antibiotics. Although my husband frequently gets bronchial infections, his doctor refused to write a prescription for antibiotics, asserting that it was unethical to provide medication for someone not actually ill. My husband developed pneumonia and the trip was ruined. Was the doctor overly rigid? Carol Gibbon, New Jersey.
This doctor does seem disturbingly conservative, but perhaps he was just a bit cranky the day of your husband's appointment. Maybe his buggy threw a wheel on the way into the office. So yes, I'm with you. And so is Dr. Jane O'Shaughnessy, an expert in emergency medicine who emailed me to say, quote, "Prescribing antibiotics and other medications tailored to the trip destination is usual practice among doctors who specialize in travel medicine." Close quotes. There's a legitimate concern about the improper use of antibiotics, so this doctor would have been prudent to instruct your husband about when and how to take them. And any physician should be especially cautious about frequently abused or addictive drugs like OxyContin or Adderall. But unless this doctor had reason to believe your husband would misuse this particular medication, there would have been little risk in his writing that prescription. In fact, O'Shaughnessy adds, quote, "It appears there is a greater risk if the antibiotic is needed and not available," close quotes, and that turned out to be the case. She also points out that doctors commonly prescribe some medications to be taken as needed by patients who are not currently ill. She offers the examples of, quote, "allergy medicine to use when symptoms arise, gout medicine to start when an attack occurs, stomach medicines to use when reflux occurs," close quotes. Incidentally, I'm relieved to hear that the country you visited where access to medical facilities is limited was not the United States. We do provide some scary vacation stories to our European visitors. Update: the husband recovered and found a new doctor. Letter number two.
Our caregiver of 13 months quit unexpectedly, citing an unspecified family emergency. When we hired her, we offered a month's paid leave each year. When she left, she had taken only 2 days off and had been generally a good and kind caregiver in all ways. I want to pay her for at least some of her unused vacation time. My wife, angry at being left in the lurch, wants to pay her for only the few days she worked between her last payday and her notice. What should we do? CK, Brooklyn.
You should pay her for the full month's leave time, less the 2 days she's already taken. That's something she earned in her first year of service, not something you have an ethical right to rescind for subsequent misconduct. Nor is it clear that there was misconduct. People sometimes face an unpredictable family crisis. You don't suggest that this is anything else, that, for example, your caregiver lied to grab a better job. That this emergency adversely affects you too is unfortunate, but not grounds to pocket compensation she is owed. Even if she was deceitful and turns up around the neighborhood caring for some other child, a better child, a free-range, solar-powered child, you must pay her what you owe. In such circumstances, you could refuse to provide a letter of reference, but you can't deny her what she earned last year. Update: the caregiver was paid for only a few days, as the wife proposed, not for her unused leave time. This week's questions were read by Will Dean, CEO of Tough Mudder, the toughest one-day event on the planet. Their next run brings 10,000 participants to Raceway Park in Englishtown, New Jersey on November 20th. You can send your questions to ethicist@nytimes.com, where we're starting to adjust to daylight wasting time.